Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay. So, is this the greatest start to a week? Probably not in regards to this story, but let's talk about some of this stuff. So, how do we talk about this? Because these are sometimes some of those weird, uncomfortable conversations that we get to have. And you know what I'm talking about. You know where I'm talking about something happens inside of the org and you don't know how you do it and how to handle some of the situations. And I want to talk about some of this because I remember many moons ago, if you listen to the Hop Nerd, Sam would talk about something that he would say called safety fix it. And it seems that a lot of times that's what we kind of run into. You kind of wear the multiple hats inside of the wheelhouse and you don't understand sometimes some of the things that are taking place. So let's talk about this one because I think it's going to be important. You know that when something comes up, a worker will approach you most of the time to let you know something good, bad, or indifferent. And now I want to use this example of what happens even if you're in the safety department and someone comes up to you and says, hey, I have been sexually harassed at the workplace. You know that this happens in regards of people working together. It's just something that, not saying it happens all the time, but it does happen. And I would imagine as a safety person, as a safety professional, someone has approached you in regards to this. So the question automatically becomes, what do you do? The question automatically becomes, how do you handle it? Now, if the person approached you and you are part of management, as a matter of fact, if you're just part of humanity, but we'll go with the management thing for a moment, this is something that has to be brought up to your manager in regards of what's going on. And the reason that I bring this up is because at some point you need to get your human resource department involved in this for this to be investigated immediately. And the question has always become or has always been, how do you handle this? Well, I don't know how your organization is laid out. Now, I've been to organizations where safety reports directly into HR. So those become normally a little bit easier conversations. But there are times where you do not report to HR. And, of course, the 20 questions always comes up. Well, you know that some people will let certain things slide and all this other stuff. What if the person they're reporting is your best worker? All these things should not matter. They should be handled accordingly in regards of what is going on. So if it gets reported, it needs to be investigated. It be it the worst worker, the best worker, the in-between worker, it still needs to be investigated on what's going on. Because that is what we tend to forget sometimes. It is still dealing with humans regardless of what's happening. And They are bringing this up because they do not feel comfortable in the situation. Now, the funny part is sometimes people get very confused here and pretend like sexual harassment can only happen one way. Now, it can happen anyway. It can happen guy towards woman, and it can happen woman towards guy. It happens, and people get amazed on, well, how is that even possible? What do you mean, how is it possible? How is it not possible? That's the weird thing sometimes that people don't want to talk about. So anyways, going back to what I was saying, it needs to be reported to HR. HR needs to handle the situation. They need to investigate it. They need to look at it. And this needs to be handled in a speedy fashion. It doesn't need to be like, oh, somebody tells you and you go, oh, well, I'll get it to HR at some point. Well, no, it needs to be handled at that particular moment in time. And then the question always becomes, what happens if they work in the same department? What happens if they're on the same site? And this is where it's important to get HR, sometimes legal department, gets involved in this process. And if it's something that you haven't worked with before and you have a pretty large HR team, they will know how to handle this. Now, some people will sit back and go, but HR's main focus is to make sure the company is taken care of. Well, what you have to look at the same time, too, is the people that work in human resources are still humans. It's not only about the company. They do take a look at everything else that's going on. And sometimes some people figure that, hey, it might be one of these things that it might be more interesting to get a hold in contact with legal counsel because I was harassed at work. And you have to make that determination if that's going to work best for your situation. This is a subject that should always be discussed in regards of what is going on from a sexual harassment standpoint. And normally most companies, depending on how the layout is, you should have a training at least once a year about this subject altogether.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.